Carrie White is a misfit. At school, she's an outcast who's bullied by the popular crowd and virtually invisible to everyone else. At home, she's at the mercy of her loving but cruelly overprotective mother. But Carrie's just discovered she's got a special power, and if pushed too far, she's not afraid to use it. Based on Stephen King's best-selling novel of the same name, the show's original authors have newly reworked and fully reimagined this vision of the gripping tale. Carrie opened yesterday. It runs through February 15th at the UTIP Dinner Theater. Today we welcome Beverly Kerbsbord and Greg Taylor of the UTIP Dinner Theater. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So first things first, everybody's wondering, how are you doing the blood?
Oh, there's blood. Of course, the prom scene is integral to the plot of the show. I mean, everyone who's read the novel or seen the movie knows that's the ultimate climax of the show. And we're, you know, throwing all our stagecraft behind it, and it's all there.
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
Absolutely.
But that's not the important part of the show.
It's just the
manifestation
part
of the ending, yes.
But, so tell us about the important part of the show.
Well, the show, to me, is about this girl, about how she's put upon. She has two forces driving her to the point of breaking. This over-religious mother who's just very overpowering in her life, and then being bullied at school by the popular kids who pick on her because she's different. And that's what the original intent of Stephen King's novel was, to talk about the psychological pressures this girl was under. Now, he took it to a different level. Instead of her manifestation coming out as a kid who'll commit suicide or end up, you know, shooting up a group of people, he put this special spin on it by giving her telekinetic powers. And that's what she uses when she finally reaches that breaking point. But the crux of the story, if you really read the novel or if you've seen the original movie, I haven't seen the second one, but it's really about this girl and her poor life and what she's had to go through and the psychological pressures put on her. Now, I don't make it sound like this is all doom and gloom musical either. It's not a comedy by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, it's a typical story about kids. So there's a lot of, you know, stuff in it that's lighthearted, but it is a drama. A lot of people, when we picked this show, thought it was in the vein of like Rocky Horror or something like that, where you put a horror show on stage and do it humorously or make fun of it. But no, this is a serious musical about Carrie, and everyone knows what happens at the end. Most everyone knows. Mm-hmm. And that is, it is there because it is the important part of what she does when she reaches the breaking point.
And in bringing this show, how do you all decide what shows to present? Because this one seems a little out of the box for your normal repertoire.
Well, we always pick shows. One, we have to make money. The Dinner Theater doesn't survive unless it sells tickets. So when we budget, when we pick our season, we have to keep that in mind. And so, like, we always pick at least one major show that we know will draw a lot of people, and that's Mary Poppins this year. And then the other two shows are shows that won't be as popular as Mary Poppins, but they'll sell a good number of tickets. And then we try at least once every year, if not every year, every other year, to pick a show that we want to do for ourselves that's, you know, something different, something out of the norm. You know, I keep telling my common catchphrase to everyone is, I can't do Oklahoma till, you know, every day till I die. Mm-hmm. I want to do something different. Plus, we also pick shows if we have certain students that we think, oh, they could really play this part really well, we should do this show. Or we want to do something technological, well, let's do this show. And we book these knowing that they may not make as much money, they may not get as much people, as many people in the door, but we budget them that way so that we know that, because we want to try something different once in a while and bring in something new.
Well, and I'll tell you, I'm a fan of your different shows. I saw Xanadu. I saw You're in Town. I thought that was great. I didn't know what to expect, but it was amazing.
Well, those are the shows. I mean, You're in Town, Metropolis, In the Heights. Those are shows that, you know, we get a lot less audience for, but when people come, the ones that do come seem to enjoy them. I mean, we were talking about this afternoon. We had many people who saw Metropolis and said it was the best show we've ever done in 32 years. So,
wow.
But hardly any of our regular audience saw it because, you know, it was a show they never heard of before.
Well, but, you know, you got to throw those wild cards in there because I figure maybe that's a good way to cultivate a new audience.
Well, that's where we're trying to get a new audience. Yeah. I mean, not we're trying to get. I mean, we'd love our old audience to come to Carrie, but we're going out specifically and looking for new people that may know, you know, Carrie, but have never been to the Dinner Theater, never knew that it was a musical, and all that stuff. So we're trying to approach new people to come.
It's really hot, hoping to bring in new people, people that may, you know, in fact, like the, you know, Stephen King as a novelist or the horror genre, or just completely, you know, people that have never been to the dinner theater before, and have them come in and experience what it's like to sit down and have a fabulous meal and, you know, enjoy the show, a good quality show at that.
You know. Really? Yeah. You know, I think it's important that if you've never been to the dinner theater, regardless of the production, it's a great experience, no
Absolutely.
Matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I think Wizard of Oz, that was ridiculous. I think that was better
than
anything
I've
seen.
Well, one thing
I
always tell people that you may not know the show, you should give the show a chance, but anyone that's ever been to our productions can always count on very well-produced shows. We always have good sets, good lighting, good costumes. We put a lot into our production values. I can't guarantee you'll love certain shows,
right,
the actual show themselves, but, you know, we hope people will give it a chance.
Well, you put your heart into each and every one. That's what's important.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
And we've, you know, I've done, I've directed over 100 shows over the 32 years, and there's been a couple that I didn't like. You know, I gave it a shot and turned it, I don't like that one.
But, oh, you fair know, enough.
But like I said, the football team doesn't win every day, and the basketball team doesn't win every day. You know, so what are you going
to
do?
Go to movies, and sometimes
but,
you
your chances are pretty good that you'll enjoy some aspect of it.
So tell us about your Carrie. Who's playing her, and how did you find her? And
her name is Lauren Pena. She this is only her third show with us. She was in Chess this summer, and then she had a bigger part. She was in the chorus. And then she was in Footloose, and she was a supporting role in that. And then she auditioned for Carrie, and I just thought she would be perfect for it. She's doing a really good job. When I saw her in Footloose, I mentioned to people, I said, well, she could be Carrie, I think, and I'm glad she auditioned. She's basically a brand new person.
Is she a UTEP student?
Yes, she's a theater major.
Is.
Very cool. And then what else do people need to know? I mean, I know that when you come to the theater, you're sat in four or in pairs. I know, like, a lot of the times you can reserve your seats. Can you tell us about the arrangement?
Oh, absolutely. We have dinner performances Wednesdays through Saturday evenings. Dinner served at 7, and then the show starts at 8. So it's all done in one room, not having to go from one place to another. We do have a wonderful bar, so if you wanted to come early and have cocktails, you're certainly welcome to do that. Our bar and lobby open at 6 o'clock each evening. We even have a Sunday matinee that we actually serve a meal. So when meal is served at 1:30 and the show starts at 2:30. And if you are in a mood for just seeing the show by itself, we have a couple of Sunday matinee performances where it's just the show only. We do have a snack bar, so you can, you know, certainly bring in popcorn and soda into the dinner theater and enjoy your snacks while you see the show. But it is a really great experience. Yeah.
But along with your question, I mean, there are tables of four and tables of two inside the dinner theater. And when you go to the ticket center, they'll show you what's open and you buy your tickets at a table. You go in, they serve you your meal. It's a salad followed by the main entree and then a dessert. And then the show starts at 8.
It's most certainly a great group outing. It's a fabulous time.
Yeah, it's a different thing to do in town, and it's a good value for the money. And like I said, we wouldn't be here 32 years if the food sucked or if, you know, the show sucked. So your chances are pretty good.
So you're doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, people ask, well, is the food any good? Well, I said, okay, we've been here 32 years, and we're still in business, so I think, you know, it passes muster.
Now, what about the music in Carrie? I noticed that Michael Gore wrote the musical, and I know that he's a fame, so I was wondering what...
Yeah, well, he wrote the music for Fame, but also, what's his name, the other guy, the one that wrote the lyrics?
Dean Pitchford
wrote Footloose. So they both have a background in pop music, and the score is very pop-oriented. The play is set today, so, and it concerns mostly teenagers, so it's got a very, you know, pop rock kind of score that the teenagers sing, and then a very dramatic, almost aria quality to the music that the mother sings, because she's so different from, you know,
right.
If you remember the movie, you know, Piper Laurie in the original movie, wacko.
Intense
person. And the songs they've given, so in the original production they did of this in 24 years ago, that's what I remembered most about it. I remember the fact that the songs for the mother were so well written. And when they rewrote it 24 years later, they kept all those and then rewrote the other part of it. So it's kind of a little bit different. What the mother sings and then what everyone else sings, which is, you know, about a bunch of teenagers. So they're going to sing like a pop rock flavored score.
Which is probably why they changed the teenager songs, because that's
right.
Kind of
mm-hmm.
moving, and the mom is right. Always going to kind of be that oppressive mother.
Yeah.
So speaking of her, who's our actor for that
Selena
part?
Stair is playing that part. She's one of our original dinner theater people. She was in our very first show 32 years ago when she was a student here. I was a student at the same time. And she's moved away and come back many times. But she was Madame Thénardier in Les Mis last year, and then she's doing Carrie's mother this time. So we have like two or three people that were in that very original show 32 years ago that still keep coming back. So
yeah, they must like you.
So she's seasoned.
So did you know? Did you say this is a part for her?
No, I didn't know she was auditioning. I mean, it was a surprise when she showed up, but you know, it was obviously a good fit for her. She got cast.
Very well. Anybody else in the cast that needs to be highlighted or that we should talk about?
Well, I mean, all the characters you know from the novel and the movie are in this show. I mean, there's, you know, the good girl and the good boy and the bad girl and the bad boy. But the key parts are the, you know, Carrie and the mother and then the good girl Sue, who starts out tormenting Carrie and then realizes I shouldn't be doing this and tries to fix things. And, you know, most of y'all know what happens after that. But so there are the characters. But most the whole cast, except for Selena, are all, you know, under 24. At least 25, I would guess. They're
probably
all very
young.
A couple of high school students and stuff in it. So it's a very young cast. And most of them have made, Max have done maybe two or three shows with us. So there are a lot of new people.
Well, we're excited to see the show. Will you tell us once more about the show dates and kind of how people can get tickets?
Absolutely. The show dates themselves, we run through February 15th. We do have dinner performances Wednesday through Saturday evenings and our matinee performances on Sunday. And you can get your tickets at the UTEP Ticket Center. They're right in front of the John Haskins Center. And they're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4. You can also get them at all Ticketmaster outlets and even over the internet through Ticketmaster.com.
Well, I highly recommend you get a group and go to the show and just take a chance on something out of the box.
Yes, please.
Please do.
Today, my guests have been Greg Taylor and Beverly Kerbs Ward from the UTEP Dinner Theater talking about their production of Carrie, now playing at the UTEP Dinner Theater. Thank you.
Thank you.